My name is Abby Childs. I'm here interviewing my mother, Julie Childs.
All right, what are you proudest of?
I would say that I am most proud of my family and the men and women that my children are becoming. As a stay-at-home mom, it's important to raise your kids like with your values and the things that you hold dear, and it's just a really proud moment to see them come into who they are and to take those values as their own. So I would say that's what I'm most proud of.
Who has been the most important person in your life and why?
Oh, goodness. I've had several important people in my life. My parents probably are right up there at the top. I would say my mother is probably the most influential person in my life because she was also a stay-at-home mom. And I watched her raise me and take care of me. And one of her priorities was just to be able to be at home. When I got home from school, she would have snacks. She was a very thoughtful person. She is a very thoughtful person. She took pride in her home, still does, and taught me to be proud of my home and to be a domestic person. She taught me to cook. She taught me a little bit about how to sew and to manage a home. How to do a lot of things in life that aren't taught anywhere else. So she has been a very influential person in my life. And as I've grown up, she's become more of a mentor and a friend instead of just a mom. And we're able to just talk and shop and do fun things now that maybe I wasn't able to do as a teenager. Mm-hmm. But, and then she's an important part in your life, too. So it's fun mm-hmm. to see that relationship develop, too. So I would say mm-hmm. my mom would be the most important.
Definitely. Who are your best friends, and what were they like?
Oh, my. let's see. Well, I had several best friends. One that lived right down the street from me. She lived about four houses down. Her name was Luann. We had completely different personalities. She was a little bit more solemn. I was a little bit more outgoing, but we got along together great. We had a lot of fun together. And then one of my other best friends lived one street over. Her name was Susie. And I remember coming home from school every day from elementary school and saying, "Mom, can Susie come play?" And my mom would say, "Julie, she just came yesterday." And I would just be so sad when she couldn't come. But when we would get together, we would play teacher, we would play hospital, or we would play all these little, you know, games where we would interact, just different professions. We thought we were just so fun and cute. And when I would go to Susie's house, she had a big trampoline in the backyard, and I just thought that was so fantastic. And we would stand on her trampoline and talk, and then we would start jumping, and then when we got hungry, we would raid her pantry and get these big, huge pickles about the size of your, you know, hand, the whole cucumber pickle, and we would just sit out there and eat that forever, and we just had a good time. And Luann and I used to like to go out in the backyard and make tents and mud pies, and anyway, they were just a lot of fun. We had a great time together, and I'm still friends with them till today, and they were in my wedding. So yeah, I've had a lot of great friendships over the years.
That's so fun. When and where were you born?
I was born in Savannah, Georgia, and I was born in February 12th, 1975. And Savannah was a great place to grow up. It's a beautiful city. I appreciate it more now than I did growing up. When I go back, I think, why didn't we do this more? Why didn't we go to the beach more? Why didn't we visit downtown more? Because it is a very beautiful city. And just about all my family lived down there. So I was raised with aunts and uncles and cousins, all that lived in that area. So it was a great place to grow up. And so, yeah, that's where I was born.
What is your best childhood memory? Oh, sorry, that's a hard one.
One of my best childhood memories, I would say, happened in the country. My mother was born in the country of Georgia, and in the country in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. It was a little rural town called Adrian, Georgia, and that was her home place, and her mother and father used to live there, and mm-hmm. we would go up to the country, and all the family would come, and in the winter, we would have syrup boilings, where we would cut sugar cane, and we would put them through a little mill and squeeze out the sugar juice. And then that juice we would boil down until it made syrup. And it was the best syrup ever. It was sugar cane syrup. We would eat it with biscuits at breakfast. It was so great. But I just remember how fun that time was because it was cold outside, but the whole family was involved. All the aunts and uncles, all the, you know, cousins were there. And we would just all take a part and having fun that day, cutting the cane, squeezing it, and then getting to eat that syrup afterwards. That was just a great childhood memory.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
Oh, goodness. I think I dreamed one time of being a teacher or maybe a nurse or something like that. I thought I would be married. Every little girl kind of dreams about getting married.
Yes.
And so my life has really turned out very well. I've been so blessed. I got married and did get to work for a while. I was a chemistry major in school, so I didn't turn out to be a teacher or a nurse, but I did major in chemistry and really enjoyed that, and then went to work, got married, had children, and stayed home with them, just like my mom stayed home with me. So that my life has kind of taken a path that kind of mirrored my mom's, and I've, you know, been very blessed. So
did you enjoy school?
I did enjoy school. I really did. I never, you know, there were days that I didn't want to go to school, but I think that having great teachers and great friends helped that process to go really smooth, and so I did enjoy it. I really liked science and math. Those were kind of my favorite subjects in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to college, those were probably the best years of my life. College years were just really so fun. Mm-hmm. And getting to be independent and live with your friends and kind of learning to manage your time and your resources, it was just a really exciting time in my life. And I really enjoyed that college experience and learned to love math and science even more, and so majored in chemistry, and here I am today. So
awesome. All right, I'll ask one more question.
Okay.
Did you have any favorite stories from school?
Oh, my. favorite stories from school. I'm trying to think. We used to play, this is way back in elementary school, we used to play this
favorite part of life.
This is stretching back really far. We used to play on the playground all the time, and I just remember having great memories on the playground, but we used to play this game called Red Rover, Red Rover, and we would line up in these two lines across from one another, and everybody would hold hands, and we would yell out somebody's name, Red Rover, Red Rover, send Julie right over, and Julie would have to run from one line and try to break through to the other line. And I remember one day, one of the cutest boys in my class, his name was Sean, and we said, Red Rover, Red Rover, send Sean right over. Well, Sean ran right between me and a friend of mine, and he broke through our hands, and I remember telling my friend, I'll never wash this hand again. So we were silly little schoolgirls, but that's one of my favorite silly memories
from
school.
Awesome.
So.
Thank you for talking to me, Mom.
You're welcome,
Love
Abby.
You.
Love you too.